You know, that's a cat and mouse game that we play this time of year, every year.
And that's Rick Hollister, market analyst and consultant with the Andersons. He says the lack of demand for both old and new crop corn and soybeans have been weighing down on the markets.
This year in particular, the demand for old crop faded early back in late June, and the demand for new crop just has not surfaced. And we're really suffering from that lack of demand for our new crop. And with the new crop improving, the ratings improving, now we have more bushels than we thought potentially.
He says a number of grain buyers are likely holding off their purchases to see how much lower grain prices can get.
That's normal this time of year. You know, we're at the end of the old crop demand. We're not selling much more old crop, you know, because there's no time to get it loaded out before September 1st, which we consider to be new crop now in our new crop year. So there's no time to load it out. So the end of the old crop is here. And so people that need to buy new crop or want to buy new crop or are looking to buy new crop, you know, they're just taking a little bit of a hands off. Let's see where this market goes. Could I get it bought just a little bit cheaper if I wait for it a little bit more yet?
Hollister says a number of factors are impacting demand.
You know, the U.S. dollar is kind of working against us. That weaker dollar helps us, and the U.S. dollar has strength, has clawed back, so that doesn't help us. We've also seen other people who are buying turning to other suppliers and not the U.S. Will China be back in the market? They're always the big swing. That's always the one we're looking for. Crop values in other places in South America are just that much cheaper than the U.S. It makes it really tough for us to compete.
Hollister adds that improving weather conditions and higher crop ratings have also been driving grain prices lower. I'm CJ Miller.